Joining me live in studio this morning is Deb Wolfley, among many, many things. Deb is also the president of the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Good morning, Deb. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Kind of cold out there, but I'm doing pretty good.
It is chilly this morning.
It
but,
is.
But
it
as
is.
You and I were joking, it happens every year. Yeah, gosh dang it.
This time of the year. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Deb, we appreciate you coming in. You've been the president of the LCSD2 Foundation for about a full year now. Is that correct?
A little over a year.
Uh-huh. A little over a year now. Mm-hmm. So you got some good things going as you work on raising funds for this foundation, doing something unique and fun this year with this Beta Bike giveaway. We've talked about it a few months ago, but remind us, what is happening here with this giveaway?
Well, we had, you know, some businesses step up here in the Valley, Rocky Mountain Yeti and the Bankstar Valley and SVI Media. So we want to get this bike out there, you know, as a raffle, a fundraiser that all proceeds will be donated to the Education Foundation, which we'll put in our endowment fund. And so we're really, really excited about this proposal because it's generating a lot of fun out there and we're just getting the word out. And so we're excited for it.
It's a great idea. And so this Beta bike is at Yeti. It's a really nice brand new motorcycle, correct?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a 2023 and I've looked at it, you know, and I've been just drooling all the time over it. My wife says, cut it out, Deb. But yeah. So we actually, Duke, have got this bike. We actually have three of them that's being put throughout the valley. We got several locations that we have in stores now. And so our plan is to have these bikes displayed throughout different businesses until the final drawing date of February 17th, where people can come in and look at them and, you know, get excited about donating and putting their name in for a raffle. And hopefully, you know, some lucky person's going to win that and have just a great time on that bike.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. You mentioned going to be displayed at various locations around the valley. You're talking grocery stores and the high school for basketball games, that kind of stuff, right?
Yep. We got banks, you know, grocery stores and different businesses that have enough room for it and has a lot of foot traffic, and mm-hmm. So we're excited for that. And then also we want to have this bike in the high school during some of the basketball games, you know, up until the 17th, so it'll be displayed there. People can look at it, touch it, you know, and get their dreams up and then
drool a little like you, right?
That's right.
So how do people purchase tickets? I know you can do it online. Can they do it when they see it around the valley at these businesses as well? How do they get tickets?
Yeah, we'll have some QR codes there. There'll be posters that is next to the bike. So they can go on that there, and they go on the website, and then they'll have the mailing address, or they can contact me, and I can help them get, you know, ticket purchased. There's a variety of ways there. There'll be Venmo and things like that, so PayPal, and there's a lot of ways they can get that ticket purchased.
Perfect. And it's $20 a ticket, is that
bucks
right?
$20 a ticket.
That's not a bad price for
no.
a brand new motorcycle.
And especially, you know, considering how it's going to benefit education for kids and people in the valley.
So you get one ticket per $20. Is
correct.
That how it works? So
correct.
Uh-huh. Let's say just throwing out an idea. Let's say a business wanted to put in some for their employees or something. Buy 20 tickets, that's 20 drawing. Or buy 20 tickets, you get in 20 times.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah, and that'd be what a wonderful way, you know, to show support for this program and at the same time say, hey, employees, we'll have a chance of getting this bike here, you know, somehow we'll figure out who gets it. But
perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned it's going to be given away on the 17th of February. That's that big rematch between Jackson and Star Valley, this time in Star Valley. So you're going to give it away during the game, correct?
Yep. During the halftime, yep. So our goal is halftime, but hopefully then before that, people will see the bike, hear about it, and have a chance to purchase tickets before that halftime, the 17th.
Deb Wolfley, president of the LCSD2 Education Foundation, in studio today, and this Beta Bike giveaway coming up in just a few weeks. So get those tickets, and when you see the bike around town, if people happen to not see the bike, give us the website they can go to make a purchase.
So it's LCSD2foundation.org.
And Deb, let's talk more about what the money goes towards and what the foundation does. You've had the foundation, of course, does the scholarships, but there's so many other fun projects and things that you guys are involved in and that you do. Tell us what the foundation uses the endowment fund for.
Well, so there's a variety of things. We have our core four programs, Duke, where the big one right now is a scholarship program where we're contacting businesses and groups and people that would like to donate money to graduating high school seniors here from our district. And so that's a big one there. We have our Friday food bag program, which is on the move, and we're excited to see that to move forward. And then we have 1,000 books before kindergarten, and then our work in the North Lincoln County Childhood, Early Childhood Coalition group there. But this endowment fund really will help, you know, different little projects. We're looking at trying to get our concurrent enrollment program going in the high schools where more teachers can be have their master's degree to teach those college classes, which will give kids, you know, credits moving forward into college. And so that's a big one there, is get to help funding for high school teachers get their master's degree for concurrent classes. And so we have that, and we have just little programs here and there that different schools may need for as equipment or training or things like that. And so just a variety of things, and help build this endowment fund up where it can be, you know, broaden our services to people.
Absolutely. Deb Wolfley, Education Foundation President for LCSD2, and the Beta Bike Giveaway, $20 per ticket and a brand new 2013 Beta motorcycle. Eventually, it is going to warm up, and you'll be able to have a little fun with that
thing.
That's
right. Eventually. Have hope.
Yeah.
Yep, have faith and hope there.
That's right.
It's coming.
Deb, anything we missed?
No, just, the Friday Food Bag Program, we're grateful for Advantage Plus Credit Union here in town. They found a place for us in their building, so we've moved the program over there for us providing this service to kids in the high schools and in schools in our district, and so we're grateful for them.
Absolutely. Deb Wolfley, President of the LCSD2 Education Foundation, in studio this morning talking about the Beta Bike Giveaway. Get those tickets and the bike given away in just a couple weeks. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.